It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another week of fun and excitement here on
brand
the program.
Brand new week.
It is a brand new week. And, of course, you can bring up anything. Again, the SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. Of course, it was Independence Weekend, I guess you could say, over the weekend. And I'm sure a lot of people went out and got together with their friends and family and had barbecues and drank a little beer and had a good time with one another. And I think that's great. Of course, everyone should remember that it's Independence Day, not the 4th of July. And the reason we celebrate Independence Day is because, well, at one point, we were probably a little more independent than we are today. And there are a couple of opinion pieces that I did not see until Saturday's show was over that I thought that were worthy of sharing on the whole idea of Independence Day. It's interesting because one of the pieces is written by Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation, and throughout his piece, he uses the term the 4th of July throughout it. So, I mean, the 4th of July has so been inculcated into the consciousness of most Americans that even freedom lovers are, I'm imagining that he was unaware that he was calling it the 4th of July as opposed to Independence
Day. Well, he probably doesn't have the distinction that you do.
I guess not. It seems kind of important to me. And words are important. You've got to get it right.
Well, I wish it was called Freedom Day instead of Independence Day. Because Independence...
Be less confusing to people?
Yeah, well, you know, Independence sort of delineates independence from England. And in fact, we, you know, I think it was the Constitution. I can't remember what day July 4th actually was supposed to signify. But, you know, independence from England, you know, that's great and all. But if we traded one king for another, what's the big deal?
I'm with you there. I would think that that I would hope that people would realize that independence is independence, period, and that you are not dependent on any form of governance, wherever it is they claim to hail from. But we'll share a couple of those with you here. Larkin Rose also chiming in on Independence Day. First, though, your calls about what you want. Conrad in North Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Conrad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. Good, what's sir. On your mind?
I wanted to talk about, you know, who's the real king that we traded for. And it's not George Bush. It's the Illuminati. No, it's the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
Those are the guys... Who Ben Bernanke? You know, you ask most people, you know, who Ben Bernanke is. Well, I don't know. You know, yeah. And I just
they might know just by the name that it's Federal Reserve Chairman. But if you ask them who's the Federal Reserve Chairman, I bet fewer people would be able to get Ben Bernanke.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, everything else is such small fry in comparison. I honestly believe that if you were to get rid of the Federal Reserve, you want to, if people had to pay in taxes what we pay for with inflation, it would all stop. The war would end. All of it would end. People wouldn't put up with it.
It'd be intolerable to a lot of people. They would all of a sudden finally realize what it is that they were paying, but secretly. They didn't realize it because it was being stolen from them silently, you know, in the middle of the night via inflation.
And inflation is like the worst tax. It taxes only the poorest of the poor because it prints out those dollars that they give it out to the corporations who get to use it at their original market value. By the time the supply goes up, but by the time the dollars are traded enough where we get them, they're at their new market value, and we've lost out on all the equity on our dollars.
Yep, so true. I mean, it certainly hurts middle class and rich people as well, but proportionally, it hurts poor people more.
Well, right. It hurts everybody, but it hurts us the most because we have to sell our homes while that value of our dollar is going down before the dollars trickle down. And this is how they do it. They cause inflation. We have to sell their homes. They still have enough money left over to buy up our homes. And then when the dollar goes back up, all our homes that they bought go up in value. Mm. And it's not some kind of big, crazy conspiracy. It's just the way it works.
It's
it keeps working,
true.
So they keep doing it. And people need to wake up and be like, holy shit, no more
Federal Reserve. We can't let you get away with that. Thank you for the call, 800-259-9231.
I know the feeling.
Hey, people get really upset. They get really emotional. I mean, it is a serious issue. I absolutely agree with where he's coming from on this. The Federal Reserve is bad news. And that's the reason why gas prices are so high. That's the reason why the price of food and other things is going up, is because they're pumping more money into the economy. Go look at the you can go look at the numbers. I mean, a gallon of gasoline can be purchased for relatively the same amount of silver today as it could several decades ago.
Yeah.
So,
you know, gasoline actually, probably in silver, has decreased in value simply because it's easier to produce now. They, you know, the economy of scale.
Yeah, I mean, that may be a factor, but either way, it's right around on par from what I understand, from the numbers that I've looked at. And it's inflation. That's what it is. They print money. It gets, as he said, trickles down into the economy, and it steals value from the money that we all have. And it would behoove many Americans to come to the understanding of what exactly that is, because they're confused. A lot of them are confused. They believe that inflation is an increase in prices. They believe that that essentially it's happening as a natural result of the marketplace, and that's nothing could be further from the truth. That's not possible.
We've had inflation all my life. I've heard that a little bit of inflation is a good thing.
I bet they'd like to tell you that.
Yeah. You know, stealing a little bit of your money every time we print money is good for you.
It's just absolute nonsense. And, of course, the question remains, what should be done about it? I mean, because it's easy to sit here and say, oh, damn that Federal Reserve. Well, the guys over at the Liberty Dollar had tried to come up with an alternative currency, and when they got too popular, the Fed sent a goon squad in to steal all their alternative currency.
Mm.
So what do you do? How is it that you combat this? I think secession would have to be step number one.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Wresting the control of the government from the Federal Reserve seems very unlikely to me.
They've got the money. He who prints it. I'm paraphrasing somebody, but you know, he who controls the money controls everything, right? Well, they control the money.
It's absolutely true. Ron Paul recommends getting rid of the Federal Reserve on a regular basis every year in Congress. He's mm-hmm. a congressperson from Texas, and they
How many people vote in favor of that?
I don't even think it gets up for a vote.
Really?
I mean, I imagine they just
Can't
shuffle
you find a
at
co-sponsor?
Him. You know, they just laugh at the crazy old guy from Texas, and that's it. These guys, I don't imagine they're in the pocket. I don't know.
You don't
know if they're in the pocket.
Some of them are, I bet.
Some of them are, certainly. But most of them, I think, are just completely ill-informed. They've been so indoctrinated by the public school system.
But it's not hard to understand this. I mean, it's not rocket science. I didn't have to go and take a college economics course. In fact, if I'd taken a college economics course, probably would teach me all the wrong things, but I didn't have to take an economics course to really understand what inflation is and how it works and how it's really probably the most insidious form of taxation, in that you if you're using Federal Reserve notes, you cannot avoid this tax. At least with the income tax, you can just not pay. At least with, you know, various different taxes out there, there are ways to get around it. Sales tax, you can buy used. There are ways to get around those taxes. The inflation tax, you cannot get away from it unless you're using an alternative currency that's not being inflated. And what central bank currency in the world isn't being inflated?
Every one of them, because it's such a great idea for governments to steal your money that they're going to do that.
It's the greatest, I think, the greatest scam ever perpetrated on mankind. I think, hands down.
I agree.
Because most people haven't figured the scam out. It's been going on for decades, and it's the most successful scam ever.
And in this country, it's going even more poorly for us in that. You know, a few years ago, we had the most powerful currency in the world, and now it's not so much.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah, with gas prices going up, the value of gasoline going up, and then on top of that, our money being deflated, you know, in value, well, we're paying even more than we should be for a gallon of gas.
Let's talk to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey guys, there's a village in Athens County that got a new city hall, and the council voted against it.
Okay.
And the mayor wanted to keep the building. And
the
I
old
say,
building or the new one?
The new building.
Okay.
And the old one was didn't make me code and stuff.
Oh, right. I see.
And I say they should keep the new building.
Well, they already have the building, so
do they want to build another one?
Or, no, they already rented the next door in the house, and they with the option to buy it. And city council.
So they haven't purchased the building yet, is what you're saying?
No,
they have not.
They were paying rent.
Oh, Well,
and
it's It's a local government issue, so what can you say? They're going to go and buy a bunch of buildings and crap, yeah. and then they sit on them. That's what they do around here. They just sit on a whole bunch of property, and it's crazy. Dave, thanks for the call. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I think they should get together with friends.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 350,000 posts. That's a lot of topics, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company or know somebody who does have a company and Well, we all know that accounts receivable are a difficult thing, especially when people don't want to pay their bills. The main sponsor of Free Talk Live is a company called SACL CAI. They do collections. They do it in a way that, well, you know, they don't make the client angry, or they try not to. SACL CAI, they collect with respect. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com or do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231, we go to Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation to get his thoughts on the 4th of July, or I prefer the Independence Day holiday. He says at lewrockwell.com, contrary to popular myth, the men who signed the Declaration of Independence were not great Americans. Instead, they were great Englishmen. In fact, they were as much English citizens as Americans today are American citizens. It's easy to forget that the revolutionaries in 1776 were people who took up arms against their own government. So how is it that these men are considered patriots? Well, the truth is, their government didn't consider them patriots at all. Their government considered them to be bad guys, traitors, all of whom deserve to be hanged for treason. Now, most of us consider the signers of the Declaration of Independence to be patriots because of their courage in taking a stand against the wrongdoing and tyranny of their own government, even risking their very lives in the process. Yet not even the patriotism and courage of these English citizens constitutes the foremost significance of the 4th of July, any more than the military victory over their government's forces at Yorktown does. Instead, the real significance of the 4th of July lies in the expression of what is undoubtedly the most revolutionary political declaration in history, that man's rights are inherent, God-given, and natural, and thus don't come from government. Throughout history, people have believed that their rights come from government. Such being the case, people haven't objected whenever government officials infringed upon their rights. Since rights were considered to be government-bestowed privileges, the thinking went, why shouldn't government officials have the power to regulate or suspend such privileges at will? Well, the Declaration of Independence upended that age-old notion of rights. All men, not just Americans, have been endowed by God and nature, not government, with fundamental and unalienable rights. Governments are called into existence by the people and exist at their pleasure for one purpose, to protect the exercise of these inherent rights. Well, what happens if a government that people have established becomes a destroyer rather than a protector of their rights? Well, the Declaration provides the answer. It's the right of the people to alter or even abolish their government and establish a new government whose purpose is the protection, not the destruction, of people's rights and freedoms. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights must be construed in light of that revolutionary statement of rights in the Declaration of Independence. The American people used the Constitution to bring the federal government into existence, but also, simultaneously, they used that very document to limit the government's powers to those expressly enumerated in the Constitution. Or at least, they tried. With the Constitution, people limited the powers of their own government in a formal, structured way, with the aim of protecting their rights and freedoms from being infringed upon by that same government. Why did Americans deem it desirable and necessary to limit the powers of the federal government? Well, because they feared the possibility their new government would become like their former government, against which they had to take up arms. And while they recognized the necessity for government as a means to protect their rights, I can't say I agree with them there, they also recognized that the federal government was the greatest threat to their rights. By severely limiting the powers of the federal government to those enumerated within the Constitution, the framers intended to encase the federal government within a straitjacket. Even that was not sufficient for the American people, however. As a condition for approving the Constitution, they demanded passage of the Bill of Rights, which emphasized two deeply held beliefs. Number one, that the federal government, not some foreign entity, constitutes the greatest threat to the rights and liberties of the American people. And number two, that the enumeration of specific rights and liberties, both substantive and procedural, would better ensure their protection from federal infringement. On the 4th of July, we celebrate the patriotism and courage of those English revolutionaries who were willing to pledge their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor in defense of the most revolutionary declaration of rights in history, that man's rights come from God and nature, and not from the government. And how could it be any other way? I mean, whether or not you believe in God, how could it be any other way in that governments did not come first? Man must have come before governments. So man created the concept of governments. If man created the concept of governments, how is it that anyone could come to believe that governments created rights and granted them and bestowed them upon people? It's just ignorance.
I agree. I mean, one has to take as a given that rights exist, and certainly they're an idea with a great deal of agreement, you know, in this country at least, that around the world. that man has rights, but, you know, I mean, how do you prove the existence of rights? I guess you don't.
You can't.
The only way, other than that, but let's assume rights don't exist.
You just have to respect the idea, that's all.
Right. Let's assume that rights don't exist for a second. There are no rights. There's not the right to speak about whatever you want to speak about. There's not the right to own a gun. There's not the right to, you know, to a fair trial. None of these things exist.
Mm-hmm.
Really, all there is violence perpetrated by one group of individuals on another group of individuals. You know, the government on the citizenry. So, you know, more or less violence sort of is how good I would rate the government. Well, the only way, if you are unhappy about the treatment of government, the only way without rights for you to really get what you want is, well, violent revolution. So rights are a really great thing to believe in, even if you can't prove the existence, because it gives people the opportunity to, you know, talk about things in a manner that everyone can agree on. I have the right to say what I want. And, of course, they've managed to infringe on that here in the United States, little by little, over time. I have the right to print what I want. Well, except if it's this or that or the other thing, you know, pornography or, you know, libel, you know, these things. I have the right to any religion I want, unless I'm the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints fundamentalist group, or the Strong City, or a Davidian. You know, and so there's, you know, the list goes on. I have the right to own a weapon.
The list of exceptions.
Right,
yeah.
The list of exceptions. I have the right to own a gun, unless it's an assault weapon, which is just a title that the government has given certain guns out there. You know, and I have the right to habeas corpus, well, unless I happen to be deemed an enemy combatant by the government. And, you know,
it's a mess.
Yeah, that way at least we have the verbiage to discuss these things, you know, with rights.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's important to point out that these, as Hornberger does here, that the founders were rebels. I mean, they were criminals to the
as far as their
king.
Government was concerned, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have that. They didn't have the advantage of being called patriots at the time.
Right.
They were
radicals.
Yeah, all kinds of bad things.
And here
I'm
we are.
Sure.
And here we are today in America and in the 21st century, where we now have this wonderful communications method known as the internet. We're bringing liberty-loving activists together here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and people are going to make a similar stand. It's going to be a nonviolent stand. It's going to be a peaceful stand against the state and in favor of freedom. But we're going to be called similar things. They're going to call us radicals.
They're calling us that now.
They're going to call us dangerous. They're going to, you know, we're going to be a threat to the status quo, and they aren't going to like it very much. But too bad for them, because it's happening, and people are starting to stand up. They are finding the courage necessary in order to be on the side of freedom publicly and not be afraid of what the consequences may be, because we are going to have to put it on the line to some extent to do this. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, tracking, desert survival, and much more. Visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online for the low price of only $19.95 each. You can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com. The world leader in survival instructional videos.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, where we've added a brand new Shriner. Karen is up on the Shrine, and you can see her picture if you go to shrine.freetalklive.com, wearing her very lovely Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt.
Heck of a way to get validated, right?
Yep, absolutely. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Plus, you can travel less and meet online. If you try WebEx for free, go to webex.com. And enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600, start your free trial of WebEx today, and find out how you can get a free webcam. 800-259-9231. We continue. We'll talk about Larkin Rose's opinions on Independence Day. But first, we go to your call. Steven in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Steven.
Hi there. I used to be a fisherman. You know that show, The Deadliest Catch? Well, that was my life.
I don't know. I don't watch TV. Sorry, but
I don't
like
watch TV either. But my wife watches that show. It's just brings back bad memories for me.
Okay,
it's some show about fishing out in Alaska.
That's right. Yes, when the fishing season ends, the company would officially lay you off due to what they called lack of work. That was the official name for it. Lack of work, and thus you could collect unemployment. That was part of the agreement when you hired on. So I used to do this. I used to collect unemployment, and then they'd call me back to work, and I would go back to work. Well, I left that industry. In fact, left the state, moved to Colorado. We had to take care of my terminally ill in-laws.
Hmm.
And so a year or two went by after the last time I had collected unemployment. And all of a sudden, I got a notice that I was being sued by the state of Washington because they overpaid me. And it wasn't like, hey, you know, we overpaid you. Can you please pay us back? No, they just were going to immediately take me to court.
Yep.
Well,
wow.
They took me to court, and I lost. They garnished my wages. Yeah, exactly. So now this was, and I was mad about getting my wages garnished. You know, gosh darn it, this is my money.
Yeah,
and
they made the mistake. You know,
yes,
they should they should just eat it. But then again, they don't care about customer service or anything like
right.
that.
And it was only $1,100. I mean, over the course of a year, $1,100 isn't much. But
yeah, what did they spend on the prosecution?
Oh, jeez, I have no idea.
Right,
yeah,
they could have just let it go and it'd been cheaper for them.
Precisely. Yeah. So anyway, that was about 4 years ago. Now all of a sudden, I get a letter in the mail saying, "Hey, guess what? We were wrong. You should have won that lawsuit. Here's your money back," and they gave me a check for $1,150, $15 more than I paid them. You know what I did? I called up the state of Washington, and the first bureaucrat I got on the phone, I said, "Hey, I need to know that if I cash this check 5 years from now, you aren't going to sue me."
Come at you again, sure.
Yeah, and they said, no, we made a mistake. It's your money. Sorry about that.
Oh, you bastards.
And you lost in court.
Yeah.
Folks, now this is it. You know for sure it's a railroad every time you take the government to court.
That's right. And then really briefly, because I have to go, I'm actually still working right now, but I had to call about that.
Yeah, don't want to keep you.
Boy, I got to tell Mark and Ian about this, man. That's the first thing I thought.
Outrageous. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. But on Saturday night's call, Frank from New York, who is a very bright guy, don't get me wrong, he's very bright, but he's also very incorrect on a lot of things. And one of the things he's incorrect about is he said that we were on the gold standard prior to 1933. Actually, no, we were not. We were on a system where gold was our money was backed by gold. The FRNs, the Federal Reserve notes, were backed by gold, and the price of that gold was set by the federal government, and they could move it up and down willy-nilly.
Hmm.
That is not the gold standard. The gold standard is where gold responds to supply and demand, and the price goes up and down.
And they had fractional reserve lending at that time, where a bank was only required to have a certain amount of gold to back up its loans and that kind of thing. Isn't that correct?
Yes, indeed. Okay. And then the other thing that he was wrong about was he said, FDR did us such a great favor with the bank holidays because the bank runs were killing us. Actually, a bank run is good. The only people who believe that bank runs are bad are Keynesian economists. Bank runs are good because they are a check on banks that are doing bad things with your money.
Mm-hmm.
If a bank is good, if you open up the Mark Bank or the Ian Bank, and you were straight up, and all of your loans were backed by money that you had in the vault.
Well, they'd both be good banks.
You would not have to fear a bank run.
They'd both be good banks. They just have a lot better customer service at the Mark Bank.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Good point,
Stephen.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's a very common misconception. I mean, I remember learning that in school about how terrible these bank runs were. But you start learning about this stuff. You start reading Rothbard. And Robert Murphy, and you realize, you know what, these bank runs were actually, they were a free market regulation is what they were. They were a free market check on naughty banks, pretty much.
Great points. Thank you for the call tonight, Stephen.
All
we appreciate hearing from you.
800-259-9231.
It's hard to argue with that. If a bank's doing a bad, bad probably isn't the right word. If a bank's playing too fast and too loose with its depositors' money, and then a bank run occurs, well, obviously it's going to give them a lot of trouble. Whereas if a bank is more conservative with the money, they'll be able to handle the bank runs.
True.
So bank runs are good for the banks that are more conservative with money, and they're good for the marketplace in general because it weeds out banks that are too fast and too loose. This whole housing bubble crisis would probably have been taken care of.
Since we're talking about banks, Mark, you've got a related email, do you not?
I do.
About the various different security procedures that they're starting to implement at some banks around the country.
Yeah, I think that they're pretty. I think it's pretty standard, not entirely, but I'd like to tell you about a small fight for liberty I went through today. This is from let's see what he says. His name is Dr. Patrick. All right. So this is about a small fight for liberty I went through today. I had a patient write me a check yesterday for some nutritional products, and I normally don't mess with checks because I had been burned by bad checks before, but I trusted the patient, so I took one. When the patient's bank, I went to the patient's bank today to cash her check. They'd asked me for my ID, so I gave them my driver's ID, and then they wanted another ID, so then I gave them a credit card. So they had two forms of my ID. Mind you, this check was only for $200. It's not exactly breaking their bank. Everything was going great, and I saw her pull the money out, and I thought that the transaction was over, and then it appeared like a magician. She made an ink pad appear out of thin air.
I admit, I'd not cashed a check in a few years, and it's obvious. So I asked her, what's this? She smiled and said, we need your thumbprint on this check. At first, I was irritated because I did not want ink all over my thumb. But then it struck me that this is just more mommy government, know your customer BS that the bank always try to pass off as customer protection. So I got mad. I said, why did you need my fingerprint to cash my check? You've already have two forms of ID. For years and years, you've taken checks without fingerprints. She informed me, it's their policy. I looked her in the eyes and flat out said, no, I'm not doing this.
Wow.
She said, you have to if you want your money, and waved it at me like an enticement to cooperate. And I got very irritated, informed her that it was my policy not to give fingerprints out to just cash a check. She said, too bad we can't help you. Then I asked her, if you feel the bank is really overreaching here, and she was not concerned that this erodes more and more of our civil liberties. She said, no, I have nothing to hide. I don't mind. But I said, so you think I'm hiding something because I don't want to support this invasion of my privacy? Don't you understand that more rights and more personal information you give away, the more the government will demand? It will never end and only get worse and worse. She smiled and said, I'm not worried about it. I have nothing to hide from the government.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and I wonder,
so gross.
How many of the Japanese Americans who were picked up because of their census data during World War II and interned with no trial or anything like that,
had nothing
how many
to hide?
Of them felt like, I have nothing to hide from the
government.
Yeah,
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
I'll give them this information.
Mm-hmm.
I got really mad and said, just because I stand up for liberty does not mean I'm hiding something, and I'm offended that you would assume that I'm up to criminal activity.
Oh, boy.
He goes on, I have hundreds of patients, and I'll be able to tell them I no longer take checks from this bank. I'm not going to give their name out.
Why not?
Well, because I don't know that I necessarily disagree that this is a terrible thing.
What, fingerprinting people?
Fingerprinting people, yeah.
This seems a little invasive, and people have been cashing checks for years without having to be fingerprinted. Why now?
You know, it can be used to, go find the bad guys.
Are there banks that don't do this?
I'm sure somewhere, yeah.
Well,
you know,
great.
There's always going to be a
the
bank.
Business.
Absolutely.
Wachovia Bank, as I recall, because I got the same email. I'll go ahead and let it out there. 1-800-259-9231.
I will defend my position when we return.
You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized the contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Mark, you were going to defend your position. We're talking about the requirements that apparently a number of banks have. I don't know. I never tried to cash a check in, I don't even know how long, so I've not come across this. But there are apparently fingerprinting requirements in that if you are coming into a bank where you do not have an account, you will have to give them your fingerprint in order to cash a check that is from that originates from that bank that you've gone to.
Right. And essentially a bank with checks creates their own money. They're creating their own monetary note. And, you know, in order to get their monetary note, you have to be, you know, to get money for your monetary note in exchange, you have to be sort of part of the club. You can either have a bank account at another bank, you can have a bank account at that bank, and this fingerprinting thing sort of is a impediment to people that don't have bank accounts anywhere, you know, that use the check cashing places, which are banks in and of themselves. Check cashing places are banks. They just charge a lot more for exchanges. And so it's the bank's currency. So if they want to require a fingerprint to, you know, exchange their currency for Federal Reserve notes, I'm fine with that.
Oh, I understand. As a business, it's their prerogative and their decision to require you to jump through whatever hoops they want to require you.
Yeah, and you can call it jumping through hoops. I don't know. I don't know whether it's jumping through hoops or protecting the customer. It could be one. It depends on the situation as to whether or not it is. Likely, the bank is going to protect the customer. You're not going to be responsible for somebody kiting a check on your account or something like that. But You never know for sure. And
what is it going to do, though? I mean, you're going to get the money if you bring the check. If you're a scam artist and you bring a check into the bank and you leave your fingerprint, I guess they could go after you after the fact.
Yeah,
but it won't do anything to stop you from getting the money.
It won't stop you from getting the money, but it could stop you because you know that, oh wow, they'll have my thumbprint. And they can come after you. Now, of course, you could be somebody who's never had a criminal record and they don't have your prints anywhere. But,
you know, this is it's just a deterrent.
I'm saying is it seems to me that people have been cashing checks for years, and it's been no big deal to just use a driver's license
for years. Ian, there's progress.
Use a driver's license, and that has been sufficient. And I presume
the
there are other banks
out there.
Marketplace
is going to have things like this. I mean, yeah, sure, there were.
Those companies deserve to be ostracized for being too damn invasive, in my opinion. So
it's just a service to the customer. It is, you know, that's all it
is.
No,
it's not. It's an annoyance.
A feature.
It's an annoyance.
You can call it an annoyance.
Right.
Some people will feel better because they're putting their thumbprint on these.
I think that's
fine. Because people are required to put their thumbprints
on these.
Then people
like that should go to that particular bank, in which case he named it as Wachovia. People that like, you know, the security state and all these checks.
I think it's most major banks.
Maybe you're right.
I know. By the way, I don't know if this
is some kind of
federal. They don't make you do anything because you've got a bank account.
But they don't make me go and give a thumbprint when I want to cash a check of my own. When I come in there and write a check for cash, they don't ask me for a fingerprint.
You're an
then.
Account holder. They give a higher level service to. See, you should be going to a bank that requires a thumbprint from everyone. Then.
I don't need that because they look at my, you know, my identification, and that's sufficient.
That's sufficient
that's good
for
enough.
Them.
Right.
Look, man, it's just a feature. That's all.
It
you
sucks.
Can like it or dislike
right.
it.
Right. I think it sucks, and that's why I'm talking about it.
I don't know how I feel about it. You know, I think it would really stink if my bank went out of business and I lost all my money because just too many people were going in there and cashing bad checks, you know, bringing bad checks in. Wouldn't that stink? Wouldn't it stink to lose all your money?
That your bank's tellers can't look at an identification and eyeball somebody. I think that's pretty lame.
Well, those girls are getting paid $10 an hour,
and
man.
What's going to happen with the fingerprint? Are they going to bring the government police in there to investigate that case?
If there was some money stolen, I suspect they would. Who else would they bring?
Right. Well, that's the problem there, too, isn't it?
That's what their job is.
They don't have an incentive to get anything done and do it well. So.
Understood. The bank could very well...
A bank that's concerned about privacy
could very well have their own private investigator.
They very well could.
That's all I'm saying. The marketplace will take care of it. I think that Dr. Patrick is perfectly within his rights to be upset about it. And
I'm
assuming that we're not talking about something like a federal mandate here. I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that we're not. And if this is a feature that the bank offers, fine. I'm fine with it.
Sure. And you're right, Mark. Some people will see it as a feature. Others will see it as an inconvenience and an annoyance. And I'm in the latter category. 800-259-9231.
I can tell you, I'm not about to give my thumbprint to any bank to get a $200 check. I'm with him.
All right, then. I don't know why you're up here defending them.
I'm only defending their ability and their right to do it and to service
their
customers
they had
the in
the right
way
to do
that
it.
They wish.
I never denied. They have the right to ask their customers for a butt cheek print if they want.
I don't think that's going to be very successful.
I don't think so either, but they have the right
criminals.
To do it. They have the right to do it. They can ask you to jump through a flaming hoop of fire if they want to. But there's only so much customers will take, and I hope that other customers, like this doctor gentleman you were reading the email from, also express their displeasure. And find themselves a bank that that doesn't do that stuff. Let's continue here. Andrew in California, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first off, let's say that small local credit unions are usually a good option for privacy just because they have fewer customers and they have to keep you a little bit more.
Yeah, I have the local credit union here in Keene.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, that'd be my suggestion. But the reason I was calling was to talk about my... jury duty experience today. A few weeks ago, some guys claiming to be the Superior Court decided to threaten me with fines and violence if I didn't show up at their little courthouse today.
Mm.
So I went down there and, you know, did the thing. And it was interesting going in there. They have this propaganda film, basically, that you have to watch.
Right, about jury duty and why it's so wonderful.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. I was just looking at this thing. It's kind of scary, just especially if you know what the justice system actually does and how it doesn't really operate in a just way.
Sure enough. So what else did you want to share from your experience?
Just that I never got on a case or anything because they just sort of, I guess, fell out of court or whatever. But I wanted to bring up the video and the fact that they say they're fair and balanced, but they already kind of, you know, stack the deck in their favor right off
the bat. How many people were at the jury selection?
I would guess probably 300 or something. It
yeah,
seemed like
usually
they
usually
pull,
they
like,
they don't use everybody. Usually what happens is they you know, they pick the ones that are the most gullible and state supporting. So if you you probably had to fill out a form that asked you some questions. Did you have to do that?
Didn't even get that form.
Oh, really?
A generic form that was like, oh, are there any legal excuses? And I didn't even get asked any questions. But
okay.
You know, wasted an entire day that I could have been working. And it's a bad economy. It doesn't help me out.
Yeah, well, I guess they'll tell you that you should feel proud to have had the opportunity to serve on a jury.
This kind of sacrifice is it's good for everyone.
And of course, essentially,
the judge came in and. The judge in the beginning came in and was like, after this video, and he was like, oh, yeah, our court system is so great that we had these, you know, bureaucrats from Japan and Korea come over to check it out and maybe they'll implement it. And I was like,
oh, boy.
I guess it's better than, because they don't have jury trials in Asia, at least for the most part, at all.
Huh.
It's kind of a,
just a judge, huh?
Court martial situation-ish.
Well,
yeah, it's a panel, kind of like we do military stuff. So, I mean, that would be a step up, I guess. But
I guess.
Still not a great system.
Yeah. I mean, the jury system is pretty bad because they use the jury selection process to deselect anybody that might know a thing or two about being on a jury that might, for instance, know about jury nullification, which is, by the way, always a great opportunity when you're called in for jury selection to bring some fully informed jury association flyers along with you and sort of poison the jury pool, if you will, with the information that jurors can actually vote not guilty if they disagree with the law itself. It's important information to get out there. So if there's ever a question and answer section, you know, if they show that video and then some judge or the clerk of court or whoever it is comes out and starts speaking and so do you have any questions? That's a great opportunity to raise your hand and ask a question about jury nullification to just plant the idea into people's heads. You'll probably be rejected after you ask that question.
Yeah, I mean, I would have done that because I'm familiar with jury nullification and everything, but. Like I said, I didn't get anywhere near that point. So.
There you go. Well, hey, so it was a day of your life that you were drafted and unable to choose your own path in life, right, at least for that particular 24 hours.
Yeah, that was,
sorry to hear about that.
I wish they'd call me for jury duty. I'm looking for the opportunity.
How do they pick it around here? Do you know?
I don't. But, you know, I look forward to the opportunity.
Driver's license. Yeah, well, I am registered to vote here in New Hampshire, so if they go by voter registration, I am a potential callee. But if it's driver's licenses, then there's no way they'll ever call me because I don't have a New Hampshire driver's license. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The war on cigarettes continues in Toronto, where they've taken the next step. And this is kind of a silly one. We'll explain that to you also. Check in with Larkin Rose and get his thoughts on the point of Independence Day or the way people celebrate it here in America today. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.